Welcome to Big Blend Radio Success Express Show, where we talk about business, leadership, and career development. All right, so it is the fourth Wednesday. It is the last Wednesday of December of 2023. And so next year is 2024. And to keep us up to speed with new laws, employment laws in California, of course, you know, San Diego employment attorney Ward Heinrichs is back on the show. His website is bestemploymentattorneysandiego.com. He's got an article up on our site, blendradioandtv.com, outlining all the new laws. And I say all the new laws because it is California. Sorry about that. The links are in the show notes, whether you're watching this on YouTube, Facebook, or listening in Spotify or any of those other outlets. But welcome back, Ward. How are you?
I'm doing very well. You know, we're getting ready for Christmas. I'm stoked and excited. We've got lots of things planned. So,
yeah,
I'm doing well.
This is cool. And we're recording right before Christmas, but this airs right before New Year's.
Oh, I know. Sorry.
No, it's all good. It's all good in the hood. But listen, you know, 2024, I feel like one year you're going to come on at the end of the year, like maybe for 2025 and go, all right, everybody, we've got 2025 new laws in California and for next year. And it wouldn't surprise me, but I find this interesting. One thing, I'm going to go right to the bottom of your, the bottom of your list of new laws is minimum wage and salary. This is something we've been covering for quite a few years now, right? And
yep.
Wow. So give everyone the update on that, because I remember it being $14. Now it's not. It's not anymore.
Yeah. It actually, this law that's been going on for years and years and years was back in, was started at $12 an hour. And it,
yeah, that's so, right.
I think it started at 11. And it moved all the way up over the years. And now we're beyond that period. And we're increasing it for cost of living, for other reasons. But it's going up every year, everywhere in California. Bottom line.
Wow. So minimum wage now starting January 1st, right, is $16 per hour.
Yes, in the state of California. That's right. So that's
no matter where you live.
That's the minimum. No matter where you live. And like I said in the article, San Diego has a $16.85 minimum wage.
Wow. You got to add some pennies in there. Yeah, San Diego itself, the city, so, not like Julian up in the mountains, just the city
of San Diego.
Okay. Yes. And then salary, $66,560 per year, right?
That's the minimum salary that someone has to earn if they're going to be an exempt employee.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty high. And if you don't,
but maybe everyone should move back into California while everybody's moving out of California.
You know? If you can get that type of position, maybe so.
Yeah.
That's the hardest part of the, it's the easiest part of the exempt employee test to fail as an employer, because if you don't hit that, it's black and white. They're not exempt.
Yeah.
And now if they worked extra hour, you know, more than 40 hours in a week or more than 8 hours a day, you get hit with their overtime, and it's easy. It's not hard to prove. So that's the one that people, that businesses really need to be careful of. And if they're going to make their employees exempt, they better pay them right.
Okay. Wow. Paid sick leave. Let's go there, because that was also something we were talking about. So this changed up a little bit too, right?
Yeah. The state of California essentially matched a lot of other municipalities in California. Like San Diego had 40 hours and 5 days. Now the state of California says there's a minimum of 40 hours or 5 days of sick leave, paid sick leave throughout California. So it's not just in certain cities, it's everywhere now.
Hmm. Wow. So, okay. Everywhere, statewide. So when it's become state, like a state law, then everyone has to do it no matter what the city's doing or your county, right?
Yes. If the city decides to try to do less, they can't.
Okay. That's a no-no.
Right. But they can do more.
All right, so let's go to reproductive bereavement leave. Speaking of leave, this is a brand new law, right? We haven't talked about this, I don't think. Not maybe under like a like sick leave, right? Or something like that. But this is different.
Yeah, this is different. A bereavement, there was a bereavement leave law that was passed either last year or the year before.
Right.
I think it was last year actually. And it allows people to take up to 5 days of, oh no, shoot, I think it's 3 days. 3 days of leave for someone who's passed away. You know, someone within the immediate family kind of thing. It's broader than that actually, but you can think of, hey, your father died, so you get some bereavement leave to go see them.
But
And
it
sick leave
and
is
it
tied
doesn't
into that.
touch
You
your,
can actually use sick leave to pay for that.
but you can't take, like, you could say, okay, I've got sick leave, but if you had two people die in the same year, you can't double up your bereavement leave, right?
Ooh, boy, that's a good question because I think it
Oh.
is limited.
Okay.
Say limit. I don't.
Oh,
I
we're
think
gonna
there's
have
a
to do a
yearly
whole
limit.
show
No,
on bereavement
stump
then.
me. You stump me.
No,
There.
we'll do a show on that, on bereavement. We'll follow up on that because it's something that happens, and you could lose multiple people in one car accident, you
Yeah,
know.
and I think there is a cap on the yearly, but I'm not positive
Okay.
about that. But I know with this new, quote unquote, bereavement leave, which has to do with reproductive failure, stillborn, even
Oh
an
man.
adoption that went bad, you get
Oh
up to
wow.
5 days to bereave about that. And that does have a yearly cap of 20 days. So you could have multiple events possibly in a year. So if you had five of them in a year, that seems like a lot, but you maybe have five, then you would be limited to 20 days, not 25 days, because the maximum is five for each event.
Okay. Well, it can happen because adoptions can go wrong, and they often do. Surrogacies, so if you're trying, and then people are trying to have kids, if it's not working medically, that can happen. And oh, yeah. Wow.
It
Yeah,
just seems to me like four of those events in a year
that's a
would
lot.
be a lot. That would be a lot.
Man, I at that point, I'm like, I need a vacation and need to, go on a vacation at that point. You need to just kind of stop whatever's going on, and that would be a little heavy, I
Oh
would
man.
think.
Oh
That would
my gosh. Yes, it would be. Now,
be
you know
really heavy.
what? I don't want to get too morose, but there, I know certain women that do have a hard time keeping a pregnancy. I've met them, and my mom discharged a few pregnancies. So that could happen several times in a year for sure.
Okay, so it is kind of, and your body has to actually get back to normal. So you need it as a health thing, but also your emotionally, it's hard.
That's what it's for. It's for the
Yeah,
emotional.
emotional side of it, mental health. And I think we're going to see more mental health laws coming up over the years. I just have a funny feeling next year is going to be a very interesting year of laws. I think new things. Mental health, emotional health is going to become bigger. I know that one of the new laws that you've got listed is a new workplace violence regulations.
Oh, yeah.
And when we see shootings and things like that, a lot of times they're linked to someone who is mentally, unstable, or something is happening. I mean, most crimes are committed by someone who needed some help somewhere in trauma for some traumatic event. So I kind of think we're going in that way in California. But yeah, tell us a little bit about that because violence is, it can come from within your workplace. It can be an exterior workplace thing. It could even be your boss, right?
Oh, for sure. So you have to put a violence protection plan in place now, and that's going to happen. And I'm gonna have to check my notes on that one. It's July 1, 2024. So almost every business, most businesses are going to have a violence protection plan in place by July 1, 2024. And it requires you to do some detailed things. I didn't put it in the article
Sure.
because it's really pretty detailed code section. So you'd have to hit 13 different categories of information and have that in your detailed plan. Then you have to alert all your employees about it, let them know that you've got it, and you have to practice it too. So there's a lot to this, and it's really the whole idea is, we see so many at work harmful, violent acts that we want to try to stop those. And this is one way of maybe preventing it. Honestly, I'm not sure how effective it's going to be because the ones we see are someone who has a gun that come in. Unless you stop them at the door, I just don't know that this is really going to help you that much. But
That
I
might
think
give you
for
ways
lower
out.
things, for lower, for like fighting and that kind of thing, or threats, I think it will be more effective.
I think there's, I mean, we're even getting bomb threats that, there may not have been
Yep.
a bomb, but there's all kinds of weird things. It could happen for the restaurant industry too. If you have a bar, oh, if you have a saloon or something like that
Oh
and there's a bar
yeah.
fight, who's going to take someone out? Where's your hiding place? Things like that. And it's hard with the shootings thing unless you've got staff that are like the security that really need to know what to do. But when you have people go to an entertainment venue and stuff like that, that's where, to me, you got to have that kind of know-how, whether you're in the catering staff or,
That's a
that kind of
really
thing.
good point because when you have a big event, they do usually have specialized security and they should be well versed in these kinds of things. I mean, will this law help that kind of crew, professional security people? I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know what they have to do already, but maybe.
Well, when I know we've talked about this on the show before with my uncle getting murdered, and this was in Florida, and it was the largest industrial shooting at the time that we're talking about over 20 years ago. Now, and he got caught by America's Most Wanted and all kinds of stuff. The
Oh,
guy,
really?
the shooter. Oh yeah, it's a very well publicized event that happened, and unfortunately, we even just saw it on TV. Like, here we were in California with, we'd started our magazine and we're like, holy crap, there's my uncle,
Right.
And he had fired his employee. And there were three because he had a gymnastic, he made gymnastic gear and he was like a California state champion for gymnastics and surfing
Oh,
way
wow.
back in the when he was, in his teens. And, then he had to, you transition out of your sport. Anyway, so he had one guy that they were really tight. They all actually lived in the same neighborhood, all very close. But the guy was on the take or something, and he didn't do a background check. He just kind of trusting human, And the guy just he fired him. The guy was mentally didn't take his pills or whatever he needed to do mentally, and came back in and just shot everybody in the back and killed my uncle and my uncle's employee. And just sprayed him with bullets. And there's nothing, I know, not, I'm, I, it, we've talked about it a lot on shows, but I think in a way, these bills create an awareness that it can happen. And of course, we see it on the news, but it's really real. Now, in hindsight, if my uncle knew this was going to happen, I'm sure he would have done a background check and gone back and done thinking, but nothing was going to save him. On that, there is no when someone just, sprays you in the back, with bullets, that's not going to happen. So, but I think it creates this kind of awareness
It does
of,
absolutely it will create a higher awareness, I think.
But you're right. I mean, there's just, I think it goes per industry. So I'm going to be interesting to follow. I want to do a follow up on that because I want to understand, like, what are they going to do? Are they going to, it's kind of like maybe even emergency. Does that go into violence? Is not like if you have a fire, unless it was someone did it on purpose, right? So that's a little different. But all right, so let's go from violence to cannabis. This is more fun to talk about. I'm like, dude, we need to chill out now after that part. I mean, I remember we
Yes.
doing the weed show when it first got legal in San Diego and California, and you were talking about. No, you cannot go on your lunch break and smoke a doobie in your car. And that's still true.
You still can't. So
Dang.
now. What essentially what's happened is an employer can't use the fact that you have used marijuana outside of work against you.
Mm.
But if you come into work high, or if you come into work with marijuana on you, you can certainly be disciplined. You certainly, depending on the place, they certainly could just fire you right away if they found that. So it's not a complete protection. And for people who are applying for jobs, there's some protection, but they can still screen for actual metabolites, psychoactive metabolites. So if you pop positive for a psychoactive metabolite, and that's within a short period of use, they can still say they can still not hire you. So yeah, so we're moving. I mean, the needle's moving. It wasn't legal in California, or well, it was not legal in California. Then there was medical marijuana, and then there was personal use marijuana. And but the laws of personal use were sort of at odds with the laws of going to work, and so they could screen for it and still tell you to get out. But now they've changed that, and they've said, well, look, you're off duty, that's what you do. It doesn't affect you at work. You just don't come in high. Don't come on come into work with it on you. But they're still a little tough on applicants. So they can
That sucks
still.
because weed stays in your system for almost a
Well,
full
no,
month.
I was about to talk about that. You can't do like a hair follicle test anymore,
Okay.
even for an applicant, because it stays in there too long and there's no psychoactive effect anymore.
Oh, okay.
So it's really near term use is what they're talking about, and you can test for that.
So it's because I always wonder about like what are cops gonna do? It's like, hey, we smell it in your car. Like if they pull you over, I mean, they give you a breathalyzer, and all of a sudden, all this smoke comes out of your
Well,
mouth.
that's different. You can't drive high,
Well, you
at
can
least
tell who is because they're
impaired.
going 25 miles an hour in a 70 zone.
You're going too slow. Obviously, you're high on marijuana.
It's true. I drive across the country. I can tell you who's high and who's not, and I can smell it. I mean, any parking
Well,
lot.
yeah.
There, I told you before we were recording that there's towns we've been in that I'm just like, dude, this place is higher than heck. I mean, it's good for them. If they're happy, it's good for them. But so they can still test because a lot of times, wasn't
Now,
this
all right. Oh,
connected
now
to
hold
your?
on.
Oh,
The test,
okay, sorry.
I don't want you to confuse the test. The test I was talking about was for applicants for a job.
Oh, okay.
Now, can they still test if they suspect that you are high? And the answer there is maybe, depends on the circumstances, but it's possible. And they certainly, if they can prove that you're high, then they get to kick you out. If that's what they want. And but I
Because
know businesses around here where
they don't
that's part
care.
of the culture.
Yeah,
They,
because what about, like people are
microdosing's
doing.
fine.
But that's what I was going to say. Everyone's microdosing all these, everyone's got little mushroomy things going on,
I
gummies
don't
at
understand
night. I
that,
mean,
but
I'm a
I'm a libertarian, so I'm okay with it, but I
I
can't
don't care.
imagine microdosing at work. I don't know how I'd get anything done. But
Dude,
maybe I
no
would.
way.
I don't know.
Well, it's isn't that mushrooms or not? That's mushrooms.
You can microdose anything, but mushrooms is one of the things they talk about specifically.
Listen, I'm never microdosing my wine. That's not happening. I want my full bottle. There's no microdosing happening. But you don't start your morning with it. There's like a whole difference. And so can they
No.
do that if they're gonna put like you can tell if someone's been drinking pretty easy, but I always thought you could tell when someone's high pretty easy too. So I don't know. I don't know. So but when I was getting tested for pot, like back in the day working for a company in Florida, I was the youngest one and it's a music company. So you're going in. You are like if you pass the first time, you need to be the token person. And they made me the token peepee
Token
in the
what?
cup token.
Oh, I
I
see.
was no not toking. Token. That was the token young person to go in and do the pee-pee test for
Okay.
pot. I mean, it was Florida, so that was another part of the culture too, just saying. And then they just started nailing me like every single time but it was connected with their insurance, I think, that if your
Now
staff was
wait,
clean.
so are you saying you pop positive on the test?
I never did.
Oh, so why'd they keep nailing you?
They kept because I getting through the test as clean.
Oh, they didn't expect it.
No, but they used me. So whenever there was like a random drug test, they're like, put Lisa in because I would pass it. So if they had more people doing weed and they would get caught, their insurance would go up.
Oh, I see. So they didn't want people to get caught. And
Yes, but they
you were
would
the
put me.
proverbial guinea pig who didn't smoke marijuana, apparently. I'm not sure I believe that.
I'm not saying that I did or didn't. All
Okay,
I can
okay.
say is there's things you can do to not get caught.
Oh, so you're the expert. Okay. Well,
Back in the day.
that could be a cottage industry.
Well, you don't need it now, but
Not in
apparently we
California, you
might.
don't need it, but in other
Well,
states.
was Florida? Anything happens in
Well,
Florida. It's
Florida,
like
yeah, that's.
Vegas. It's
Although, well, shoot. So I was going to say, my nephews complained about Florida have still making it illegal. And this,
Is it illegal in Florida?
well, I don't know if it still is or not, but it was. And I'm talking within the last, certainly the last 10 years. They were complaining about it. And I said, well, in California, la-di-da-di-da. And they're,
Oh,
you
that's
know.
right. Florida was behind because it was also a bill that was con because we did an interview with a pro marijuana activist and anti. She is a Ellen. Oh, if I get her name wrong, it's going to be bad. Butskin, Bunskin, but Ellen, she's a great musician because however it's going to come out, it's
You
not
were
going to
afraid to
sound
say Bunskin?
or Butskin,
Oh,
Butsy. I
well,
can't, that's not going to be, oh, I'm so in trouble. So
do you know how to
everyone, please,
spell
I
it?
apologize. But she came on show. She went on, she did a lot of, rebel rousing. She was pro pot and trying to get pot legalized, especially for medicinal use in Florida. And at the same time, going against corporate prisons. So we did interviews with her on all of
Oh.
that. It was
Interesting.
fun. We
Yeah.
also, we've done a lot of marijuana law stuff. New Jersey weed man who got raided by the cops in LA for having a church. And he would call up and you could hear him doing bong loads. It was fun. But anyway. He got arrested for smoking a joint under the Liberty Bell. And so then it just started. Anyway, it's a long story, but
Wow.
the laws of marijuana across the country and how it's changed is really fascinating. And it's fascinating to me how it even became illegal. Thank you, William Hearst. Anyway, Randolph Hearst, the Hearst Corporation. Anyway, that's a whole other story. Yeah.
Yes.
But it is important for employees and employers to
Oh
know what is,
yeah.
or because you don't want to
Absolutely.
get,
And like I was saying, there was a divide between what you were allowed to do in California legally and what you were allowed to do at work legally, which was basically nothing, not even having any type of metabolite. Nothing. They could fire you. Now, it had to be part of their policy. They had drug-free policy. But then they could fire you if it popped up at any time, because it violated their policy.
What's interesting too, because I mean, what about the people working in the weed store? It's like you
Well, that's
better
after it
don't
became.
be,
Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying. So,
don't
would you
sample the
have a
product.
policy in a weed store where you couldn't pop positive for any metabolite? Wow, that's a conundrum.
I mean, and then at this, well, it's really a fascinating, it's a fascinating whole thing because now people are doing all kinds of different drugs like ketamine. Look at ketamine or ketamine, however you pronounce it. I mean, that's a whole weird, it's just getting interesting out there. Let's just
The
put it
last
that
thing I
way.
heard on that was, and getting far afield, but there's microdosing of ketamine.
Yeah. Isn't
And
that what happened to Matthew Perry? Something like that? How he,
I don't
I don't
remember.
know. I
I'm not
don't
sure.
know, but hey, there's just ways to get high and ways not to. Let's just put it that way. Okay, so we've done minimum wage and salary, new workplace violence regulations,
Yep.
cannabis use is protected, so that's
Yes.
good. Reproductive bereavement leave, paid sick leave, And we have not gotten, okay, we should have done this before the weed, but well, no. Fast food and weed go hand in hand, and we're back to talking
So
about the
the weed
fast.
should come first and the fast food second. So
See, I did do it in the right
I
order.
think you did.
Okay. Okay. So if you got the munchies, you got to thank all the fast food workers out there in the world, but they're not getting paid as much as they need to be. And there was a coalition thing that kind of happened last year. And it actually was,
Oh,
this has been
I
going
see
for
what
a
you're
year
saying.
and a half. Yeah,
Y
over a year and a
yes.
half.
Yeah, year and a
Because I
half.
remember this even in fall of last, yeah, this has been going for a year and a half nationally, right? Nationally.
Well, now in California, the
Or
fast
just
food,
California. That's right.
just California.
Yeah. Cause, oh, that's right. Because I was listening to Legal Stuff, another legal podcast, while we were in North Carolina, and they're North Carolina going, ah, you guys, with these new laws. But so, can you give everyone just a snapshot of what the Fast Recovery Act was? Because it was kind of a,
Yeah.
that's why I said, like a coalition made up of, it was almost like a union for fast food workers in a way of how it was being organized, with
Yeah,
workers
no,
being
the
part of
idea
it.
is almost unionizing a whole sector of the workforce. And that's kind of a new thing on the horizon with the more liberal branches or branches parts of government. So Democratic
Yeah.
Party kind of pushes this, unions kind of push this. And it's big in Europe. Europe has done this before, whole sectors now. You're going to be governed this way. You're going to have these rules. And so we're starting to do it here. At least in California, we're starting to do it here. So, all right. So the story, I actually lost track of this because I read something. I was going, what is going on? I thought that went on the
Yeah.
ballot. I thought it was qualified for the ballot measure. But it's back. This is like 4 months ago, and I had to dig in and figure it out, and so I did. I go, oh, so this is what's going on. Here's what happened. The Fast Recovery Act was assigned by the governor last year, and it was the idea behind it was to specifically regulate the fast food industry. And I even talk about in the article what requirements the employer has to meet and what requirements. There's certain things that have to be done before you can be fall under this law. But put it this way, the big ones are going to fall under this law. It's
Okay.
really, it's that simple. And so they said, wait a second, we don't like this. One of the elements of this, of the Fast Recovery Act, was that the employees could get up to $22 an hour. Now it was going to be up to the council to decide whether that was going to be that much or not, but that was possible. And so the big fast food chain said, no, we're going to fight this. So they put it on the ballot for 2024 as a ballot measure so that all of all of California voters would be able to vote on whether they wanted that or not. In the meantime, I think the governor, well, someone in the government said, hey, wait a second, can't we compromise about this? Let's not fight about it. And so the fast food employers and the government entity, the legislature, got together and worked out something different, which was, okay, you employers pull that ballot measure off so we don't have to vote on it, and we'll give you a bill that you like better. And so now the new bill, which is what is it, SB8, no, it's AB 1228, has replaced the Fast Recovery Act.
Okay.
And it allows up to $20 an hour, and it's going to actually go into effect, I think it was April 1st.
You can do it on 420, April 20th. Sorry, that's a bad joke. Yeah, I was looking. It is January 1st. Well, wait, the hourly
No,
will
it's
go to
April.
20
Yeah, it's
hours
April
on
1st.
April
April
1st.
1st,
On
it'll
April
go up
Fool's Day? Are you
automatically to
kidding me? They're doing this
$20 an hour.
on April Fool's Day.
Yes.
This is
Oh, isn't that
legally
funny? I
coming.
hadn't even thought about
That's
that.
hysterical. But I thought it would be funny if it was on April, 2040. But anyway,
And then they're going to have
420.
similar regulations that the council will oversee, as in the Fast Recovery Act.
So wait, so would everybody, okay, so there's the council. Now, is the council still made up of workers and Restaurant
Well, you know what?
owners.
I haven't seen what the council makeup is. I'm
Okay.
honestly, I'm really sure it's going to be very similar, if not the same.
Okay.
But no, I did not look that part of the law up. I just didn't.
Okay. So with this though,
And so, to give you an
so
idea about the council, it's going to have, I'm
yeah.
sure it'll have representatives from the employers, representative from the employees, government people. I'm sure it's really similar to the
There'll be a
council.
little bit of everyone like before.
Yeah, right.
And so, but now everybody's working together, which is good. But so now there, if you are working in the fast food industry, your minimum wage is higher than, say, somebody else, anybody working minimum wage in California. That is now $4
$4
more.
higher than the minimum wage in California.
Dang.
Yeah.
Wow. Go, now listen, I know we're back west now. Now that Nancy in Oregon, you know why? There's Jack in the Boxes. I'm happy
Oh, yeah.
about it. I love the Jack in the Box. It's good. It's
They're
good for you.
great commercials.
And oh yeah, he's cute. Yeah.
He does the funniest stuff. I love this commercial.
Yeah, you know, so now we're like, oh yeah, now Denny's are back as we come through. It's like, okay, but now we're missing Waffle House. You gotta have the Waffle Houses. That should be everywhere. Waffle Houses.
I do like Waffle House. And you remember we went to lunch at one that's called the Waffle House? I don't think it was part of the Waffle House.
Yeah, because it was Greek or something. Wasn't it
It had
Greekish?
all sorts of different stuff, but it's called, the name is
The
Waffle.
waffle. Yeah. See, it's different. It's not part
But
of the chain.
it's not part of the
No.
chain.
No, the yellow one is smothered, covered, diced, fried, and whatever for your hash browns.
Right.
I don't, yeah. Listen, fast food once in a while has to happen. It's okay. I
I
know we're all
love
looking at the New
biscuits and
Year's.
gravy. I love
Oh.
biscuits and gravy.
Biscuits and gravy?
Kind
You
of a
got
southern
Angelo's
thing.
though. Have you gone to Angelo's yet? We've been
No.
talking about this Fast
You
Recovery Act for
have.
so long,
And you were
and you
talking about
still
it.
have not
No,
gone to
I
Angelo's.
haven't even seen an Angelo's that I
You're in
know
San Diego, and you have not gone to Oceanside, California, to
of. Right.
Angelo's. I'm telling you, you've got In-N-Out Burger. People
Go to
go to San
Angelo's.
Diego. People go to San Diego just for
In-N-Out
In-N-Out
Burger,
Burger.
delicious, yeah, but they'll be covered under this act, and they're because they're big, and they're going to pay everyone at least $20 an hour.
It's the first thing you do when you come over the border from Tijuana over. It's like in and out to the right in Chula Vista. Or is it National City, I think, whichever one comes
Oh, they
first.
have
It's
them
like
all over the place.
they have them
I don't know
everywhere.
where the
I
first one.
know. I know. We digress, everyone. I know. But if you talk fast food or food and we're gonna talk. So this is all happening. But this I wanted to go back on this because it's important. These are fast food chains, like you were saying, In-N-Out Burger is going to be one of them, Jack in the Box, Angelo's probably not, because this is affecting fast food chains with 60 restaurants or more.
60 restaurants throughout the country. It's not
Oh,
just
throughout the.
California. So if it's yeah, it, yeah, it doesn't have to be a gigantic chain, but if it has at least 60 restaurants in it,
Like McDonald's is it, all of that.
oh yeah, McDonald's for
Burger
sure.
King, all of
Yeah.
those. But Angelo's with like, five in San Diego or six. I don't know how many. They don't have 60, I don't think, at all. So they won't be infected. Maybe they do in LA or something. I don't know. Ooh.
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, if they have 60, then they qualify, assuming that they have similar marketing and
Oh,
decor
yeah.
and things like that. But that usually isn't the big problem. The problem is, well, do they have enough stores or not?
So it like if you're a smaller fast food chain and you have to be proper fast food in and out and all that kind of stuff to be part of this. So if say I'm sure Angela's loves us talking about them, but if they're not as big, right, then they do and they're a fast food restaurant, then they pay their employees the lower minimum wage, the regular one of $16 an hour.
Well, they're allowed to, whether they decide to or not. I don't know.
Okay.
Because this will put pressure on everyone, probably to some degree. But no, they don't have to. And in San Diego, we have all these little taco shops, and some of them have the same name. And just because they have the same name doesn't mean they're related,
Right.
as a business. But there are some like Alberto's, Roberto's. You see
Oh,
those all over
yeah.
the place. And those, at least some of those that are called those names are a related business. But I'm really sure none of those have 60 stores.
No. And
So
if you,
those
yeah.
they can charge and they can pay their employees 16 instead of $20.
Now, if you're in Carlsbad, you got to go to Lola's for tacos and
Oh,
taquitos. Oh yeah, Lola's is one of the very first in North San Diego, and they even have, they're actually in the Barrio district of Carlsbad, and they have their own museum of Barrio history in Carlsbad.
that's pretty cool.
And their food is incredible. And tamales over like the holiday season. I'm serious. Like, yeah. And their family is just, it's, yes.
That's
Yes,
super
you must
cool.
go.
I didn't know about that, but you know, I live in central San Diego, so I go by Carlsbad, you know,
No.
doing different things, but I rarely go into Carlsbad.
Yeah,
But
because
that would be
Carlsbad's kind of
cool.
muckety muck, you know? It's kind of the la-di-da side of, it's la-di-da, but you wouldn't expect this, and it's the other relaxed side of Carlsbad. It's not far from the little village, and
Okay.
they still have that old bar in the downtown village, like one of the oldest bars, like an actual like day bar, dive bar in the village.
Oh,
It's
wow.
cool.
All right.
Yeah, apparently I know my North San Diego
You
pretty
sure
well.
do. I'm
Hey,
impressed.
I love
Well,
it up
I'm
there.
just wondering if all of our listeners are going to listen to this last part where we're talking about Roberto's, Romero's, Lola's. Hope you guys like it because now you know where to go in San Diego.
You do. Yeah, go eat. San Diego has amazing food and breweries and wineries. And
Oh, yeah.
that's why Ward lives there. And Ward, he knows to go to, have his practice in San Diego and in California because laws are always changing. So Ward is always busy, but you can still call him if you have a question. You do free consultations for the first call, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Call Ward.
Yep.
So
Yeah.
1-800, call Ward. It's important to really understand whether or not, I'm going to sue somebody, and then you think, Ward may say, eh, maybe not, or maybe, he really helps with that. So again, everyone, bestemploymentattorneysandiego.com is Ward's website, and you can keep up with him there and on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and LinkedIn. That's also a really big one, right? When we talk about
That's my
business,
favorite. I
that's
do get
me.
business off of LinkedIn, and I don't
He.
think I get much off the other platforms.
All right, he's a LinkedIn. Well, yeah, it makes sense, right? That makes
Yeah.
sense. So, all right. So, thank you so much, Warden. Happy New Year's.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you having me on. Such a fun thing to do at the end of the year. And
Yeah.
you enjoy your New Year's too.
Thank you. I promise I won't be lighting up anything.
You don't have to promise that. I don't care.
Hey, I don't know what they do in Oregon, but where we are right now, but. We're behaving, but we will be drinking our wine. But have a safe New Year's, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us here on Big Blend Radio Success Express Show. So take care, everyone.
Thank you for listening to Big Blend Radio Success Express Show. This show is brought to you by Big Blend Magazines. You can keep up with us at bigblendradio.com and check out our magazines at blendradioandtv.com.